Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
We are pursuing a positive, cooperative, and comprehensive relationship with China, said U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs Kurt Campbell in recent testimony before Congress. Assistant Secretary Campbell said the success of U.S. policy in the region is illustrated by President Hu Jintao's January state visit to Washington, when China, for the first time, expressed concern about the Democratic People's Republic of Korea's uranium enrichment program. China also agreed to respect the results of the referendum in southern Sudan, cooperate on Iran through the P5+1 process, which includes Germany and the five permanent UN Security Council members, Britain, China, France, Russia, and the United States, and to enforce UN Security Council resolutions. Related to our interactions with China is our consistent approach to Taiwan, Assistant Secretary Campbell said. Our approach continues to be guided by our One China policy, based on the three joint communiques and the Taiwan Relations Act. We are encouraged by the greater dialogue and economic cooperation between the mainland and Taiwan, as witnessed by the historic completion of the Cross-Strait Economic Cooperation Framework Agreement last year. Lowering trade barriers with China remains a high priority, Assistant Secretary Campbell continued. Our embassy in Beijing and consulates throughout China reinforce the importance of maintaining a level playing field for U.S. companies on a regular basis and at all levels of the Chinese government. The State Department also works closely with other federal agencies to monitor China's compliance with U.S. and international trade rules. We also hold firm to the principles that are important to us as Americans, Assistant Secretary Campbell said. That is why the United States continues to make strong statements on human rights. Recent events in China, including the forced disappearances of rights lawyers and crackdowns on Chinese and foreign journalists, have only further increased our concerns about human rights. Our approach to China is grounded in reality, focused on results, and true to our principles and interests, Assistant Secretary Campbell stated. How we manage the U.S.-China relationship today, with its elements of both competition and cooperation, will have a large impact on the future of the Asia-Pacific region.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.